Good afternoon, sir. So,
good afternoon.
Yes, so what have you picked up from the Mampong Hospital with regard to the suspected case of meningitis?
Thank you very much. And we have said several times that meningitis is endemic in the country, and the colleague affirmed to it. And indeed, not as much as it's not very pleasant, that is the situation, because we before in a belt called meningitis belt, and during this season, indeed, during the entire year, you may have cases reported. But then during the dry season, starting October, ending March, April, there's an upset of case incidents, and the number of cases grow high. We keep watch, as we do watch and monitor very closely, and what needs to be done to prepare and protect against the mechanism. And we make sure that we get ready to manage the cases well, health information to the general public as part of it. That's what we are doing. We hope to sustain it. And as much as possible, we have a mechanism to do the monitoring. And that requires that within the district, hello?
We are listening to you.
Within the district, they have a mechanism to get the suspected case, take samples, and then send a sample to appropriate laboratories for further tests and final laboratory confirmation.
Yes, so
we don't report on every single case the way we are doing. There is a mechanism for the district, every district, to do the monitoring, and at this level, we don't monitor and follow every single case within the country. That would be too much.
Yes. So, Dr. Sarkodie. So, for people in the meningitis belt and people outside of it, what should we look out for, especially when we fall ill?
What we should look out for, one, the risk factors that leads to the condition, and then where to go, and the signs and symptoms. The signs and symptoms include fever, sudden onset, headache, neck pain, and then some of them may elicit some stiffness in the neck. And there is dislike for light, and that is same as photophobia. So as much as possible, these are the signs and symptoms of meningitis in the children under one. There is that soft part of the head, and that part may be bulging. These are signs and symptoms of meningitis. And the earlier one reports to the health facility, the better the outcome of the management.
Uh-huh.
So we request that people seeing these symptoms should go to the nearest health facility as possible for the necessary support.
Yes.
The health workers have to be sensitized so that when people report to this, they should place high premium to the meningitis as possible cause for the fever, headache, and neck pain, and necessary investigation to be done.
Yeah. And Doc, we were told that the vaccines will arrive in the country tomorrow. Is that the case, or will there be more delays?
We are shifting. You are talking now on meningitis, and what you bring tomorrow is not for meningitis. It's for the influenza A, H1N1.
Yes.
So let's not
yes.
get the impression that you are bringing the vaccines for this meningitis that we are having.
Precisely.
Already, we have the meningitis vaccine for type A in country, and we have covered the three northern regions since 2012, entire region, and our entire northern zone. And that we have further introduced the meningitis vaccine type A as part of our routine EPI for the second year of life and above. So this is ongoing. But then the vaccine we are expecting tomorrow is a vaccine for H1N1.
Yes. And should they delay, what happens to the SHS students? Should they stay in school?
We have made the necessary. We hope that further, there wouldn't be any further delays. We have had confirmation from the airline that is bringing it. We are very definite. But then anything can happen, as you rightly said. But then should there be a delay, we've made the necessary arrangement of the Ghana-based Education Service Authority to keep the students that we are likely to provide the vaccination to, so that they will be continue to be on campus till we finish whatever we have planned for them.
Dr. Bedu Sakodie, thank you for talking to Radio Ghana.
Thank you very much.
You heard the Director of Public Health at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Bedu Sakodie.